Last week, the Coast Guard demolished the tallest structure on Attu Island, a 625-foot Loran Tower, which stands for Long Range Aids to Navigation, was brought down on Wednesday. Its Russian-American signal was turned off on August 1st, and the station will be decommissioned on August 26th. When the Coast Guard decommissions the station on the 26th, Alaska's westernmost island will be left uninhabited. The military first manned a Loran station on the island during World War II, and that tower had been in use for 50 years. But last year, the federal government described the system as outdated and calculated it could save $36 million a year by disbanding it. Chief Petty Officer Dana Warr says that the Coast Guard agreed with that assessment.
The technology is outdated. It's an antiquated system. The new, not new, but GPS system is being used much more. And the Coast Guard didn't really have any use for the Loran signal. So it was determined that all the Loran stations across the United States would be shut down.
In February, the Coast Guard turned off the domestic signal at six of Alaska's stations, including Attu. The Port Clarence Loran Tower, which was then Alaska's tallest structure, was demolished in April.